Welcome to Saturday Night Radio Theater. Saturday Night Radio Theater is made possible by a grant from
Creative Unity Lifestyle Training
and donations from listeners like you. The following is a production of the radio play Who Done Killed That Guy?
Everyone stop where you are. Yes, it's me, the famous Inspector Lurzlock. I would say there is no cause for alarm, but to tell the truth, there is. Someone here is a killer, and until I suss out the culprit, no one is going anywhere.
Why do we have to do what you say? What makes you so great? I have a reading to attend tonight. You're going to make me late.
I agree, sir. This is most unusual, and I must protest with vehemence. I have elsewhere to be. Maybe you should explain what's going on, man.
Okay, the four of you calm down. As you have no doubt noticed, one of you did not return from dinner. The poor butler is no longer among the living. The scene in the reading room is really red.
Oh no, Mr. Worthington, I can't believe he's no longer alive. I'll help you, Mr. Lurzlock, in any manner I can contrive.
Tell us, noble officer of the law, what are we to do?
I am an investigator. I will ask you all questions and then exude extremely educated and elucidative observations about the suspect's identity.
With all due respect, you mean you'll contrive a series of uninteresting factoids about us, like who just bought a refrigerator, who likes green hats, or who is obsessed with extraterrestrials?
Don't be ridiculous. This isn't some stupid logic puzzle, and you aren't going to discover that some idiot idolizes indigo iguanas. While it's true that the jobs people do can be important, it's only as a clue to their true nature. No single piece of information about a person tells the whole story, though. But let's learn a bit more about everyone. You there, my eloquent fellow, what do you do?
Well, as you have assessed, I am quite fond of words. I am, in fact, an English teacher. I possess a particular fondness for words with a very specific property.
As a poet, I appreciate a man of words. Let's go out and enjoy the sun. After this is over, I mean. I just want to have some fun.
Well, I'm intermittently available next week. Perhaps we could see the statuettes at the art museum.
I think we should remember that someone killed the butler, guys.
Yes, quite right. This extraneous erosion of ethics must end. You seem a reasonable fellow. Why don't you tell me your story, and then we'll continue around the room.
Well, keep it simple is my motto. Zen art, that's me. Saturday morning cartoons really jazz me. Darkwing Duck, Wile E. Coyote, Pinky and the Brain. Your turn, buddy.
He's gone a bit daft, sir, but time is his wine. He has a clock shop down the street. It's practically a timepiece shrine.
So you've inquired into all of our professions, and I believe you have your answers. Will you be announcing the identity of the culprit soon and relieve us from this inconvenient interrogation?
It was no simple matter, but I, Lurzlock, have solved this grim, gutsy garroting with gusto. Indeed, the killer is one of you.
This concludes our broadcast of Who Done Killed That Guy. You've been listening to Saturday Night Radio Theater.